go back and look at the Jets game, was the lack of a pass rush outside of the first play with Mike Wright, was that more kind of the game plan, was to drop back into coverage, or did you not get the type of rush that maybe you guys were anticipating?
Well, we can always improve in the rush, but also just some of it was designed by game plan to play some coverage, and some of it was designed to try to put some pressure on, and you know, we didn't always get there like we wanted to, but you know, we just got improved in both the coverage part of it and in the rush part of it.
Dean, what were the one or two things? I mean, Bill Belichick is often known for saying you have to take one or two things away from a team offensively in the game, and then your chances to win go up greater. What were those kind of one or two, three things with the Jets that you kind of said, you know, we've got to take them away?
Well, you always got to, it doesn't matter whether it's the Jets or whatever, you can't let somebody, you know, run the ball, and started out pretty well there, and then we got into a couple different things where they hurt us in the run, and then I think we got those kind of settled down a little bit. And then the other thing is, you know, you always got to take away big plays, and you know, there's two things that always kind of every week I look back on seasons, I bring it up every year to the defense, the two things that always hurt you in drives are penalties and big plays, and usually if you can avoid those two things and take those things away. Now, we didn't get penalized any on defense on Sunday, but we gave up a big play, which led, you know, was a direct correlation to leading to their one touchdown. And so I think when we look back at the season this year, we've got three touchdowns, and basically in all three of them, there was either a penalty or a big play. So going into the game, you know, you never want to let a team run the ball on you, whether it's the Jets or anybody, and then, you know, you just can't give up big plays.
Are you overall happy with the run defense? I mean, it seemed like you guys did a pretty good job, particularly when you went to the four-man line.
No, there's certainly some things we can improve on, because they got into a series there a little bit where they ran the ball about three or four straight plays on us and had some success. And so I'm never, you know, we're never pleased when we're giving up over, you know, when we give up over 100 yards in a game. But, you know, some of it sometimes is a scheme thing. Sometimes it's we just got to play better and coach it better. But I wouldn't say when you come out of a loss like that, you're really not happy with anything.
Dean, let's look ahead to your next opponent in Atlanta and what kind of threat they pose with Matt Ryan and that offense. Do you still approach it, stop the run first there?
Well, yeah, I think you do that almost every week, no matter who you're playing, even if it's a team that pitches really plus 50 sometimes a game or something. I think you always, if it becomes a two-dimensional game, that's always a tough one. But yeah, they got it's really a good offensive football team. We've always had a ton of respect for Turner, but I mean, Norwood, here's another guy that can run the ball. You know, before they always had a good running attack the way it was, good offensive line. Got two, you know, Jenkins and White as the receivers, but the thing that they've added now is Tony Gonzalez, probably one of the best tight ends to ever play, and you add him to that offense along with the year that Ryan had last year, and it looks like he's taken off right where he left off. So this is a very, very potent offense. Yeah, we got our hands full.
Dean, are you overall happy with the play of Adalius Thomas so far this season? In the Jets game, he only had two tackles, only one solo tackle. Are you looking for him to, especially with Gerard Mayo out, are you looking for him to take a bigger role in the pass rush or inside stopping the run?
I think we're looking for everybody to step up and everybody be accountable and everybody play hard. It's never one guy that we all got to do better, whether it's the coaches or whether it's all the players. It's not just Adelia, it's not just Mayo, not just anybody, not Merriweather, any one guy. We all got to do a better job. That includes Adelia, but it includes everybody. And sometimes we're going to be putting him in positions where, yeah, he needs to make the play, and then other times it may be a type of defense where he's not going to have as many opportunities as maybe somebody else has. Sometimes I can't always tell you what that's going to be. But we just need everybody to step up and everybody to do their job and play better. And I got to do a better job coaching better.
Dean, how did Gary Dyson grade out pretty much playing every play of that game?
Pardon, I didn't hear the question.
How did Gary Guyton played out replacing Gerard Mayo?
I thought, you know, Gary did a good job of being in there for the first time, playing inside. It's a little bit new, but at the same time, we've practiced there, and he played there some in preseason. So, you know, overall, I thought he did okay. There's certainly some things that he can improve on, too, to get better. But, you know, overall, he got the calls in and kind of ran the defense, and I thought he did okay.
How about Brandon McGowan in that hybrid role?
Same thing. I mean, we asked him, we asked James Sanders, Sean Springs, all those guys back there, just like we ask all the players to kind of learn multiple positions and to jump in where needed, and based on what the game plan's calling for, how we think we need to stop that team, we're going to ask certain guys to do certain things, and sometimes it's a little bit new for them. But I think, you know, overall, I thought Brandon, like I said, kind of like Guyton, that, you know, there were good things the guys did, and there were not some good things guys did. I mean, anytime you lose a ball game, obviously we could have done things better. And at the same time, you know, it wasn't a day where we look back and say, well, everybody was terrible. And we did some good things, and there's a bunch of things that we do need to improve on. And McGowan would be one of those guys just like that.
With these different alignments, Dean, is it because you think, for instance, in this game that Sean is a better fit at safety versus the Jets' offense, or is it part of it throwing in different wrinkles to kind of confuse the quarterback, especially a young quarterback like Mark Sanchez, who might say, you know, I'm not used to seeing a guy like Sean at safety, and that might change his progressions?
Oh, it could be both of those, or, you know, all of those. We just kind of sit down as a staff and think, okay, what's the best way to attack these guys on defense, and who are the guys that can do that best? And you can go all the way back to 2004 when we played the Steelers in the AFC Championship game, and we played one defense, and then, week or 2 weeks later in the Super Bowl, played an entirely different defense with entirely different personnel against the Philadelphia Eagles. It was just different ways to what's the best way we feel like we can attack these guys, and who are the best players that we can put in the best positions to get that done. And so it's based on their offensive personnel, and a lot of it's based on what our personnel is too.
Dean, I know over the years a lot of times Rodney was kind of, when you guys played an elite tight end, was kind of the guy you'd match up there, I think, to the Indianapolis game back in 2000. Who's that guy now, or is there a guy now that you feel you can put on a tight end like Gonzalez and help slow him down a little bit?
Well, I think there's several guys that we just got to try to figure out which one is the best matchup physically and maybe the best matchup for the kind of routes and the kind of things that this guy does, whether he's a physical tight end and his route running, if he's more of a finesse tight end. You know, it's just, it's going to probably vary from week to week. We're going to try to use different personnel, and that may not ever be the same guy twice, and sometimes might be more than one guy. So, again, it's kind of whatever personnel we have available, and again, based on the kind of tight end and kind of person that we're playing.
How do you feel you've defended tight end so far, taking into account that, you know, in Buffalo, I know you guys are trying to really kind of lock down the outside guys, and that did leave some stuff open across the middle. How do you feel you've defended tight ends in the first two games?
Oh, probably average. I don't know. The last game, Keller scored on us, so we didn't do a good enough job on him. That's for certain. We need to do a better job in the red area down there. We didn't get that one done. So, you know, overall, I don't know if I could really just assess what we've done on the tight ends. Again, that's a little bit unfair to some people because it may be a situation where we really have put a lot of emphasis on doing the outside guys, so we might be a little light on the tight end, or then if it's a game where we put a lot of emphasis on the tight end, we didn't cover him, then that would be very bad. So it's really hard to assess that and give to really say. I'd say we just, you know, we got to do a better job all around on all of them.
A couple final questions, guys.
Dean, what are the varying theories? Sometimes it seems when you're trying to stop the run, having a four-man line helps because
because you have more bigger guys up front. Other times, it seems to have a three-man line with the linebackers coming in also can be better. Are there different types of running backs where different types of alignments work?
Oh, I think it's that's a little bit of it, but I think more than anything else, it's whatever your defensive personnel dictates that you can do best. If every front was a great front against a run, everybody would play that front. And so there are certainly really good defensive football teams out there that play a four-man front. There's really good defensive football teams that play against a run that play a 34 front. So I don't think it's based. I think it's based on the defensive personnel as much as anything else. What's your best personnel that you can put on the field based on what they do in the running game to stop it? And I don't think it necessarily, you know, like I say, there's good 4-3 teams against the run. There's good 34 teams against the run. So it's not any one scheme. It's what your personnel dictates you can do.
We'll take a final question.
One play in the Jets game that just stood out to me as a dagger was the 3rd and 13. It was late in the third quarter, and the Jets had the ball at their own 12. I thought that was a big field position shift if you could have stopped them. And I'm just curious if you could tell me what happened on that play where the Jets were able to convert that.
Well, we just got out of our zones a little bit. I mean, we had a pretty good thought would be a decent call against it, but it turned out not to be. But we got out of our zones a little bit, getting a little antsy, and the guy, give him credit, he stuck one in there on us. So, that was certainly a third down that we should have got off the field, and we didn't. And, you know, we just got to do a better job of coaching that and a better job of playing that particular defense.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you.